Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me today. Thanks for hanging around with me. Those of you who've been are continuing to listen, stayed right on through the commercials, we appreciate you doing that. And those of you who just tuned in, if you just got here, welcome aboard. We're glad to have you here. We're still trying to round up Don Cooper, but I'm going to continue to march because I've got some things that he was going to talk to us about, but I've got some things on my mind about the same along the same lines, and that's a way for small business owners to be successful in the marketplace. Because remember, ladies and gentlemen, you can't be the price leader and be successful. If you told me you were the price leader, if you told me that your goal was to be able to underprice Walmart or the small business next door even. You know, I really want you to get off of that. I want you to forget the price thing. And I'm not saying price isn't an issue. I'm not saying it doesn't enter into the equation. I'm just saying if you're the one who's so focused on it, then you're not going to make it. Because remember what I've told you a million times before. In the marketplace, the price war is over and small business lost. The war has been fought. We lost. Don't go fight that war again. Don't keep fighting that war. You can't sell tires. You're not going to beat Walmart on price if you're selling tires, because they can sell them cheaper than you can buy them. Pick another topic, pick another commodity, pick another item in any other industry. You're not going to beat those guys. It's just not going to happen. And so just remember this, the price war is over and we lost. So if you know that, then you won't even go there. You won't even focus on the price. You do have to understand how price affects, you know, how you fit into the overall scheme. But just because you're going to be a little higher than some of the folks, you're going to be higher than the big boxes, you may be higher than your small competitors, that's not where you should be spending most of your time. You got to spend some time on it, because you got to find out what things cost. You got to determine what your load is, and you got to determine what kind of a gross profit and net profit you're trying to accomplish. Well, you know, once you pay for your cost of goods sold and your expenses, you got to do all that, and that helps you come to a price point. And then you got to blend in the market pressures. There are market pressure issues and components of the pricing structure that you have that have to go into all this. But that's not where I want to see you spend. See, that's just math. That's just arithmetic. That's all that is. It's numbers on a tape coming out of your calculator. That's all that is. Cold numbers. And that's not where you will be successful. That's not where you will make a living. Where you will make a living is understanding what you and your company mean to your customers. What the value, the relationship, the assistance, the trust, the reliability, the confidence, the loyalty that you build. All those things, and those are all intangibles. Every one of those things are intangibles, aren't they? Every single one of those are intangibles. But guess what? Every one of those are tied to an emotional trigger. And any one of those all by itself might not overcome you being the high price. You want to be the price leader. You just want to be the price leader the other way. and not the price leader in the, you don't want to race to the bottom on the price. You want to race to the top on price. And you, if that's where you are, and if you are, I'm going to, if you said to me, I'll give you a high five if you tell me that you're successful and you charge more than anybody else. I would be very proud of you if you could pull that off. And many people can. But the price, how you get to the price is all a math. How you get to value, how you get to extreme profitability and consistent success in small business is not about math. It's about intangibles. It's about those things that I mentioned that I brought up. And when we come back, you're probably saying, okay, Jim, that's fine, but how do we make that happen? How do we accomplish that? Well, I'm going to talk to you about that when we come back after these messages. It's 20 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Here is Carlos, as in Santana, to take us out.
Got a black magic woman.
Ann Wilson, ladies and gentlemen, and that's Nancy, her sister, on vocal, on harmony there. They can belt it out, can't they? Welcome back. That's, the group is called Heart, by the way, in case you didn't know that. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. You'll be glad to know I don't sing at all. I used to. Years ago I did, but not anymore. Anyway, we're talking about price and what kind of trouble that can get you into. You know, everything that I'm talking to you about now, folks, comes back to profitability. It comes back to success. It comes back to cash flow. All the essentials that you got to have to continue to succeed in your business. And if you think about price, and if you keep getting beaten down by price by your competitors, and if you believe that, and as a small business owner, that you, if you believe that your small business must compete on price, then you probably are not going to succeed. You probably, I'm not going to say you're guaranteed to fail, but I'm going to say that you are almost assured of being of failing. Because what you've got to be able to do, you have to pay more for what you buy. You pay more for everything, don't you? Because you don't get the big discounts from the suppliers because you don't buy that much stuff. You don't borrow money from the bank at prime. You borrow it at prime plus one, prime plus two, prime plus three, et cetera, on and on ad nauseum. And you know, everything that you pay for pretty much at the max. Every once in a while you can negotiate a discount, but you know, in general, if you took all the things that you pay money for, you don't get much of a discount. And so when you put that kind of a load, when you have to do the math with that kind of load, and then you have to then you've got this lid of price structure that you're trying to hold down, that doesn't squeeze out much profit. In fact, oftentimes it squeezes out a loss. And unfortunately, and this is the bad news, too many small businesses don't do regular financial statements enough to know that they are losing money until it's all over. And it all comes crashing down one day, 1 week, 1 month. But when it happens fast. And so if I could get small business owners to focus on the margin that they have to have, determine the margin that you have to have, the gross profit margin that you have to have, which is what you sell things for minus what it costs you to make them available, the cost of goods sold, the cost of the raw materials, the labor that goes into that, producing that, freight, that kind of thing. Whatever the cost of goods sold are, whatever's left after the sale price, what you collect now, by the way, not what you sold it for, what you collect. That number there, that percentage and that number there in the middle, above the line, as they say, that's the money that you've got to pay your expenses with. Your operating expenses. And whatever's left over when you do that little subtraction is the profit that you have. So you've got to do the math on that to find out what your margin needs to be. And when you find out what that number is, then you can come up with the price that you need to have to sell products at to be successful in the marketplace. Now, if when you look at that number, let's say that number is $6.95 for an item, and your competitor is selling it for $5.95. So what do you do? Do you drop your price to $5.95? Just, you know, do you throw all that math out? Do you throw all the facts that you know about what it takes you to operate your business successfully? Do you throw all that out, and just because one of your competitors is a dollar lower than you, you're going to drop down to his level? Well, you can do that, and you can operate like that for a while, but eventually you will fail. You will fail because you don't have the numbers to back up a $5.95 price. You need to get $6.95 to be successful, to be able to sustain your business. And so now, what do you do about that? You're at $6.95, your competitor's at $5.95. How do you deal with that? Well, you have to focus on the intangibles. You have to be faster. You have to be friendlier. You have to provide better service. You have to be more trustworthy. You have to be more reliable. You have to be cleaner. You have to be more professional. You have to be more technologically savvy. You have to just load them up. Load the customers up with intangibles. Load them up. Love them up with customer service and load them up with intangibles. And here's the thing. You're probably saying, you know what? I know a lot of people who won't care about any of that. All they care about is price. Guess what? That's fine. Let them go to your competitor. We're not trying to put him out of business. You're not going to put Walmart out of business. Let them go there. Remember this, folks. You are a small business. By definition, two things. Everybody in the world is not your prospect. That's the good news that you need to come to terms with. And number two, this is the really good news. This is the magical news. This may be the most magical thing that you can come to terms with as a small business owner. You don't have to have everybody's business to be successful. Only those people who are willing to pay you $6.95 because they like the fact that you're trustworthy and reliable and you're friendlier, you remember their names and all the intangibles, and that's how you build value, and that's how you get $6.95 instead of $5.95, and that's how you live to fight another day instead of failing. 28 North 10 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be right back. Lindsey Buckingham, ladies and gentlemen. That's one man, one guitar.
Oh, how build you kingdom.
It's a great performance, by the way, if you ever get to see him do that song. And the way he plays that guitar, he's a great guitarist. And, of course, as you know, he's one of the Fleetwood Mac group. Okay, we're back. It's 10 till. I'm sorry. Jim Blasingame here. And we're talking about how you should think about value and price. I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to help you make sure you succeed. The story that I've been telling you about people who get caught up in price is the story of failure. The story that I've been overlaying that story with about value, about getting your price and learning how to sell, how to justify your price, is a story of success. And again, I want to come back and say that, you know, maybe you can't get away with $7.95. You know, I used the example of $6.95 is what you did the math, and to get your margin, your gross profit margin, so you can have enough money to pay your expenses and grow your business, have some profit left over, that's $6.95 per item, and your big box competitor is $5.95. Maybe you can't go to $7.95. Maybe $2 is too much. You do have to stay within sight Your pricing structure has to be within sight. I mean, you couldn't sell something for $12 that Walmart sells for $7, $6. I mean, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that you must charge more than the big box companies. You must charge more than that for them. In fact, you know, you might could say to me, well, you know, Jim, I don't know what you're getting all excited about. We've got our cost structure down to where we can actually be on par with Walmart. You know what I'm saying? You're leaving money on the table. I don't care. I don't care if your cost structure is less than Walmart's. You still shouldn't be charging the same price as Walmart. That's insanity. You should always be the price leader on the high end, not on the low end. Race them to the top. Don't race them to the bottom on price. And you got to learn how to justify that. Now, you say, okay, wait a minute, Jim. I got salespeople. How do I get these people to go out? And they go out and they call on people, and all our customers want to talk about is price. All our prospects want to talk about is price. You got to teach them how to sell conceptually. And the way you can sell conceptually is you build a story. You build a story about the relationship. You talk to them about what they need. You don't talk to them about price. And by the way, you're gonna, and in the time I've got left, I'm not gonna be able to give you the conceptual selling training program, although I've done that on the show before. But you've got to be able to sell conceptually. Your people have got to learn how to sell conceptually. If you can get your hands on an old Xerox PSS a book. I don't know if you can buy it on eBay anymore or Amazon. I don't know if those things are still available. They used to be, you know, I learned this from Xerox many years ago, decades ago actually. But if you can learn how to sell conceptually, you can teach your people how to sell conceptually. They can take the concepts of why people, the concept of what it is a customer needs. Do they need a product or do they need to save time? Well, you got a product that's as good as a competition. Maybe it's a little better, and if it's better, that helps. But if it's, even if it's not better, maybe it's the same thing. Why would I pay a dollar more to you than I would to somebody else? Well, because you figured out how to sell the concept of doing business with you, because you're more reliable, you're faster, you're friendlier. You build all. It's all about the branding, folks. It's the emotional connection. And remember, this wouldn't work if you had to have everybody's business on the planet. But remember what I said. By definition, everybody's not your prospect. And the second piece of the good news, you don't have to have everybody's business to be successful. All you have to have is just those people who are willing to pay a little bit more because you remembered their name. They're willing to pay a little bit more because you were reliable. They're willing to pay a little bit more because you gave them a little more for their money than just throwing their change at them when they walk out the door. You gave them something that they can't get anywhere else. You gave them a product at a fair price, and you made a connection. That's the conceptual part of doing business with people. That is those are the intangibles. That's where you will find your success. And in giving people what they want, not what they need. You've heard me talk about that before. And saving them time. All those things together will help you get that $6.95, and that'll be the difference between success and failure. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And as you know, this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.